Hello, chala, 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 chala. I'm so happy to be here today, fam. Like, yo, it's been a while, niggas. Yeah, it's your girl again, the real Juwolo. And I'm here with my baby. I call her Flaky Baby. Her name is Folake, and she has been an amazing girl to me. You know, when you look for a survivor, you find it is someone that's with Folake. Oh, God, I hate Folake. Everyone knows I hate Folake.
I hate you too.
But it's not like I hate her. I've not introduced you, motherfucker. But it's not like I really, really hate her like that, too, because I just like to disturb her. Yes, I'm a noisemaker.
You're frustrating. You had that too.
I know I'm a noisemaker. Like, now I'm already screaming here. You people would think that I'm fighting, but I am not fighting. Like, as you can see me now, I'm not fighting. Come on back here. I hope you enjoyed our last episode because, damn it, my girls killed it, man. And today, Folake, what's up with you? How are you?
I'm good, I'm fine.
Hey, Jesus. Even my see Folake. Folake genius! Jesus! Make una wait. Like, you go not say my body no dey grand. Like, Aramishe bala bala. Now, because of waiting day my front, my house they see.
Indeed.
My eyes they see plenty things. You know, people that know me say, I no get yansh. Nah, no say I no get yansh. So when I see woman, hey, lady, with yansh, my hair they do tororo, tororo, tororo. Hey, Flaky Baby, I like your yansh.
What about your breast?
No, my breast is just there. No, my breast is my baby. My breast are my lips, for real. They are my babies.
Okay,
they are real G.
No problem.
So, Folake, what's up with you? How is NYC doing you?
Oh, fuck. NYC is calm, baby.
Why is this calm?
Very calm.
Why?
Imagine, I started my NYC program since June, and today I'm unable to save 1,000 naira.
Wait, were you expected to save money?
Why would I save?
They said you should survive, you are saving.
Oh, my goodness.
Egba, Mike, make una come.
Do you know what life after NYC will look like?
No, I do not, and I pray it to actually be good for everybody.
Okay,
for real.
Someone should start from somewhere now.
So even if you're saying that even if you are working, like, this is not NYC, you'll be saving money.
Sure, now why would I save money for raining days?
How much are you expecting for your salary, I guess?
Like, if I should start as a starter, fresher, okay. They should be able to start with me with 50k.
So how much is now 50k?
Yeah, I know how much is 50k in Nigeria of today, but at least with that 50k, I should be able to save, I should be able to save like 10k.
Oh, inside 50k?
I know.
You're not even saying 5,000 naira.
Because of what?
So you want to have 100k at the end of the year? So you can buy Ashodu Christmas clothes? That's nice.
There will still be guys around that will support you for.
Guys? Mm-hmm. Where are the guys? No, I don't have guys.
Don't worry.
Nobody is supporting me.
That's you for.
Hey! Folake, is that why your yansh is coming?
Ah, no, don't talk about that. No.
Jesus.
But there will be some people you'll be able to bill online, sub for me, do this, do that.
You people still do sub for me.
Then you still buy this small kolo, what they call Yoruba. Yoruba people call this kolo, I don't know.
It's piggy.
And piggy bank, okay, yeah.
Hey,
have
Jesus.
You have 500, 200, put it inside at the end of
Jesus.
The month. Jesus!
Now holy me the sofa! I want to be a baller, I don't want to be a mechanic!
You don't look like one. Someone should see you now, they won't know you are suffering. You are not even suffering, John.
Ah.
You look extremely sexy.
Did they say sexy?
Yes.
Did they say sexy?
Can you hear me?
Okay, fine. Sorry, guys. No, it's always fun when I converse with my people because they are always sweet. They are sweethearts because God. I'm not going to say anything again. And then again, today we're going to be talking about, can you jump into fire for somebody?
Eh, you say what?
Eh? Like, can you join into fire?
For waiting.
You can't jump into fire for somebody.
Say waiting happen. What if a person do me, why I go jump fire for
okay, them? Let me rephrase it. Like, you know fire can be difficulties,
okay.
Bad things, and
know,
it's not literally fire.
Fire, I understand.
So you can't do something that can be a life stick for someone.
I can inconvenience myself for someone.
But
yeah.
Not jump to fire for someone.
Or not like putting myself in trouble for someone, like jumping into fire for someone. Okay, let me not say I can't do, but does the person worth it? Is it worth jumping into fire, inconveniencing yourself for?
Yeah, yeah.
Does the person worth it?
So you have never jumped into fire for someone?
Yeah, I have done that. But the person worth it?
Can you tell us about it?
Okay, during my final year in school.
Okay.
Let me say a friend of mine.
Okay.
Needed some money.
Okay.
And it was my project money. At the end of the day, I have to give it to her.
Okay. That's not jumping to fire now.
Yeah, you understand. No, buying convenience myself is my project money. Do you know where I went to get the money back? But that's please don't worth it. But no, okay, let me just say.
This has a little fire. It won't be
yeah,
fire.
Yeah, a little fire. A little fire.
Okay.
Alright, but let's jump into relationship.
Okay, relationship. Yeah, that's yeah, nice. Yeah. Let's go.
Let me say, you've been doing all this and that for this guy, mm-hmm. up and down, mm-hmm. and at the long run, maybe you needed something.
Mm-hmm.
You not know, ask him that. You needed this little thing, and he was unable to get it for you.
Okay, that guy,
what would you think? Or let me tell you, someone has been taking your generosity for granted.
Generosity for granted?
What would you say about that?
Like me, ba?
Yeah, what would you say about that?
Well, for me, when you jump into fire for someone, you already know that the person wants it at that particular time. It's just because that after that time, they do not want it again. Jesus. Oh, today is public holiday. I think that's why these kids are around. Like, they're actually entering my recording. Okay, when you say jumping into fire for someone, well, for me, have I ever jumped into fire for someone?
I don't know that thousands of times.
My ex name is even fire.
Talking of that,
my ex name is fire. So I've always been jumping into
fire. From fire to fire.
Like from fire to fire. I'm sure that if you listen to this, you will just be laughing. Like, ah, Juma, you are just mad. Yes, bro. I've always been jumping into fire. Because you are fire and I'm only in fire. Yeah, let's come back to this. Yeah, actually, jumping into fire for someone is something very, 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 very dangerous to do. You know, at that particular time, they'll be heaven and earth to you. But along the line, you just be like, God, I messed up.
Why did I do this?
God. No, what did he give
me
to
when
do?
When they're coming, when they needed you, when they need you, they will come in a very cheap clothing. Hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But at the long run, mm-hmm. you realize they are wolves.
Hmm.
Because you realize they are wolves. Because how will you...
Think about something. Don't worry. Continue.
Okay.
How will you... Don't worry. Be fine. Be free with us.
Okay. Let me say, how will you... go extremely. You go beyond what you can even do
extra
for yourselves. You go beyond what you can even. Okay, what if I'm the one in this position? What would I have done? You won't be able to even do that thing for yourself. But because you know this person need this person can't survive. At the moment, you are the last option that he or she has. But you decide to inconvenience yourself.
But this thing is now. I'm not even thinking about this topic.
Let me ask
well.
You no one question.
Ask
okay.
Me.
Let me say you are married and you got robbed.
Mm-hmm.
You have a kid,
mm-hmm.
and your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say, and they were like asking you that you should choose between the both of them. What will you do?
Ah, for me, oh.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm robbers and in my house and they want to kill, for me to be in that marriage, my dear sister, that means I'm in love and I'm okay, to be sincere. Maybe the kids should just. I know the pain. I know the pain of motherhood. I know the pain of motherhood. But if the kids or the kid can go, we'll actually give birth again.
What if you don't have another child?
Then we'll adopt. We'll do surrogate. There's so many things to do, baby girl. Am I saying nonsense? No. It's my opinion. So you want my husband to die? In this generation,
okay, you say you can get another child, right?
Yes.
Can't you get another husband?
I don't want my baby to die.
Come on.
Oh, if for me to get married, my dear sister, I check me, my brain, they've already given it to that man. For me to get married, though, I'm telling you reality. For me to get married, that means that man is everything.
I wish I can be able
life.
To ask your man this question behind you without him listening to you.
I know, like, but I don't have man.
I should ask him that between your wife and your kids, which one will you choose?
You definitely choose me because.
And you think so?
Because do you
men are scum.
Oh God, I know men are actually scum. I know, but for you to get married, my dear sister, do you know what they call love? For you to get married. You think the armed robber will come and rob?
That's because you're blindly in love.
Hold on. You think armed robber will come and rob poor people? Ha! Listen to that scenario. He said armed robbers came to the house. That means I am in love. We're okay. We're wealthy. We have a child. I definitely, if the child can go, I will give birth to another one. If I cannot give birth again, we'll do surrogate. If I don't do surrogate, I will do what? I will adopt.
I will never give the life of my child for you. No, I will never.
I think we should change the topic to, can you give the life of your child to a man? I think
that's... I can never give the life of my child for a man. No. It's not done.
Omo.
I went to the labor room 9 months. The cravings. Everything I passed through during the pregnancy.
Hold on.
The labor room trauma.
Maybe because I've not given birth before. That's number one. You know, there are something that we say that
and you expect me
they
to
are not
give
realistic
the life of that child to a man. No. It's not done.
You can't cut short 1 or 2 years old child life for someone who is 40. Do you know what the person have already gone through? The state the person have gone through in their lives?
That's his own destiny. That's a man. Yeah.
That is the baby destiny. That's what you don't understand.
You should be able to sacrifice. Even at that moment, if the man could not open his mouth and tell me that, let me go, leave the child, that means it's senseless. Because as a man, you should be able to live your life for your family.
Okay, I understand.
Let me now tell you something. If you ask me between my child and my whole life, I'll surrender mine. I can't let that go.
It will still be child.
It can never be child.
Hold on. It's not like I'm selfish or I don't know what I'm saying. Hold on.
Okay.
This is it.
Okay.
Imagine the life we've lived together.
Okay.
The chemistry between us, the sufferings, the enjoyment, and the lives in front of us. Do you understand? I can practically leave the child for the two of us life to live a better life. We can actually conceive, and if we do not conceive, we will adopt.
If you do not conceive, okay, good at that. Do you think men are stupid? They will tell you that you are the one that laid down the life of your child. What if you get married to someone else or impregnate someone else outside?
The life continues.
Life continues. And what will be your gain? Baby girl, that's fuck shit. I can't do that for a man. God forbid.
So now, fine. If you cannot do that for a man, the man died. Mm-hmm. So you live the single mother life.
Well, I can never live a single mother life. That's just it.
You
I will let you know.
Person,
I will take care of my child. And at the long run, I will let my child decide. Then that. Should mommy have another person is dating?
Never! It is your opinion!
It's not possible!
That's what you don't understand!
Babe, calm down!
I'm calm.
I have to let her grow up or him grow up for him to be able to decide. Mommy, you can have someone else. It is nice. And if the child... Because at the long run, what if the child girl maltreated? Won't she be like, if my dad is alive?
This won't happen if the father is alive and the child goes.
Why will I let my child go for a man that don't even know him totally?
Okay, let's go.
I can tell you something. I can guarantee you for something that no matter how long you date a man before getting married, you can never know 50% of his character.
It's fine.
Until you get married.
Okay.
So tell me something. Okay, you let the child go. At the long run, a man, the men I know, they will want a woman to give birth for them. Right? At least they will know that you will know the worth of this child to take care of her. But for a man who can see that you let the life of your own child go because of him, do you think you won't be able to do it? You are not capable of doing something else. See, baby.
So I should have let him die instead.
Me? That's my own opinion. I can't.
Okay, accepted.
Let the man have my life.
Please, Folake Aboyeji, accepted. Do you understand? Fine, I know it's a different thing when you say chop into fire for somebody.
Okay.
You understand? Mm. And today I think I learned more, but then again I feel like my opinion is still the best.
Okay, let's hear the opinion of people.
So my people, exactly. On the comment section, please, what do you think? If you had the one, who would you surrender? Thank you for listening to Voice of Life with the real Juwanlo. And we meet once again. I love you guys. I love you people so much. So let me look into you. I love you guys.
I love you too.
Shut up. I said you should not hear.